Today's episode of The Experience, Live with Russ and Scott, is brought to you by The Independent Planner. Invest in your goals and plans to achieve your dreams. Go to theindependent-planner.com today. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Experience, Live with Russ and Scott. We are so glad to have everybody here today. We have Scott coming from a remote location. We had a little windstorm here in Oregon. And so he is the drive to get a signal. How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, man, I tell you, the show must go on. And so what could be better than experiencing this from the car with my high-tech car dome lighting here?
You're doing good. You're doing really good. It looks good. So I just appreciate that you have that show must go on mentality. That's so awesome.
There we go.
So, hey, we are so excited today to have some great friends and just really great people that are going to add value to everybody today. Stacy Raske and Brian Schulman. You know, each week, we just want to really bring you people that can add value. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about networking, connecting a little bit about goal setting for 2021. And we're just excited to have them here today. And Scott, do you have any words of wisdom today about things going on in your world before we bring them in?
Well, you know, there's a ton of stuff going on. I would love to talk about some of the different programs and like the planner and these other things. And I know you've got coaching, you've got your book, there's a ton of things, but our time's going to go quick. Let's bring in the folks.
Okay, well, first we're going to bring in Stacy this morning. And Stacy, how are you doing?
I am amazing. How are you?
We're doing so great. You know, Stacy and Scott and I have been connected in several ways, but one of them was through the Global Tea Break, and then have continued that relationship. And Stacy is doing amazing things and is such a good friend, willing to write an endorsement for my book, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. That was so awesome. I appreciate her so much. So Stacy, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world today.
Oh my goodness. So many things. I mean, you know, we're kicking off an epic, epic year, even after an epic and amazing year of 2020, you know, it's like, man, things just keep blossoming. The momentum is going. So in my world, literally yesterday was the release of episode 2 of my amazing new podcast, The Influential CEO, Leadership Legacy and Lifestyle Podcast, where visionary founders become revolutionary leaders.
You know, that is such a perfect description of who you are, Stacy.
Oh, thank you. Right? And you know me. I mean, we've been in each other's worlds for a while, and I'm all about lead by example, right? And it really is about creating a revolution for the things that we are passionate about when called to leave a legacy of impact in the world.
And how did you come up with Influential? It is a beautiful name, as Russ mentioned.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I mean, I am just such a nerd. I am always learning. I lean into stuff all the time. And I had been talking for a while, you know, how I lovingly say I help alpha leaders shift from intimidating to influential leadership. And of course, it's like, what does it truly profoundly mean to be influential? And as I talk about, you know, what it means to be in this balanced divine alpha energy and to lead with influence, it just was one of those inspired moments where I was like, why does influence sound like inflow? Mm. And of course, divine inspiration, as amazing as it is, I'm that nerd. I was like, I got to look this up. And the root word of influence is inflow.
I love that.
Isn't it amazing?
I'm also a word nerd. Yes. And that is so cool.
And so what that really deeply means is I'm always talking about balancing our masculine and feminine energy. as leaders, being more authentic, being more vulnerable, being more visible in our leadership, that it was like, wow, to truly be of influence, we need to lead with this energy of being in flow, which means, you know, we've got to have more of that feminine energy balance. And obviously, that's for everyone who is in a position of leadership, you know, because obviously that masculine feminine energy has nothing to do with gender. It's just about being balanced, where we can have this strength and leadership and strategy and all of that, but balancing that with the empathy and the compassion, which is huge.
You are just incredible with all that you're doing. I mean, it's just amazing. And you inspire me every day. And speaking of inspiration, we're going to bring in Brian Shulman to join us this morning. Hello, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Look at him. Look at Brian there hiding behind them sharp Cool Ray tints.
Talk about an amazing, inspiring guy. Now, Brian will be live today with his What's Good Wednesday in just a little while. And Brian, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was looking back. Well, first of all, good morning and good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from around the world. Secondly, I was looking at, you know, just 10 days in on Sunday and realizing how grateful I am for 2021, knowing that what we've all actually been growing through the last year in the pandemic. And so I'll actually highlight some of these. And I hate talking about myself, but I was really proud of all these things that happened, and especially just a handful of days into the year. So I was asked to be a keynote and featured speaker at 6 different virtual summits and conferences, 7 different podcasts and live shows with some of the most incredible and huge-hearted human beings on the planet, yourself included. My LinkedIn live show was actually named the 2020 Best Festive Show of the Year at the IBM TV Awards, which was a total surprise. I was named a 2020 LinkedIn Global of the Year for the second year in a row. And I mean, there's so many other things, but I think the most impactful parts are the fact that, you know, I was able to help a friend kick off her podcast and was hearing from a number of amazing human beings, you know, who reached out to me to let me know that my voice on LinkedIn this last year lifted them up so many times while struggling through this pandemic, and that it inspired them and that it changed their lives, and how truly, truly grateful they were. And, you know, for me, that's the part that matters the most. It's all about impact. And Russ, as you know, the whole point of the show is literally about impact and lifting people up and making people smile and not thinking about the craziness that we've that we've all been dealing with. So
Brian, you're a great example of what was right this past year. So, you know, social media has this tendency to distill down these thoughts into kind of their essence. And what I found during this whole pandemic time on social media, there was really 3 distinct streams that occurred. One of them was the people that were, I'll say, victimized, victims, or they were looking for someone to blame. The government did too much, or they didn't do enough. Then we saw people that were caught up in entertainment, and all of their posts were, is Disney Plus worth it? Or, you know, what's the next thing I should binge watch? And then there's the people who said, you know what? I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to write. I'm going to read. I'm going to get onto podcasts. I'm going to listen to podcasts like yours, which are so inspirational.
No, I really appreciate the kind words, Scott. You know, I think it's interesting, right? In times of struggle and in times where everything seems to be falling apart, honestly, that's when true leaders stand up. And I'm not coupling myself into this. I just think it's really interesting to see every influx that happens and how people react, right? And look, we're all human. I mean, there's no right or wrong. I mean, we're just naturally going to react the way that we do. And you know, part of me felt helpless because I wanted to do something to help and I didn't know what to do. And then I'm like, okay, hold on. I have a I have a place to bring people together. And how can I elevate that even more? And so social distancing was born, and bringing fun filters into the show was born, and, you know, just again, making it so that, you know, in my eyes, it was, look, if we can make people laugh, and we can make people move, if we can make people smile. We've had people literally come on the show and say, I've been quarantined for, there was a guy that joined us from India, and he said, I've been quarantined for 7 days, and this is the first time I've smiled. We had a guy join us on the show just a handful of days ago who said he has COVID. He's been going through a lot. And, you know, this was one of the first times that he's actually felt happy. He was smiling. We got him dancing. And, you know, it's just an amazing human being. And, you know, I think the thing is, so many people out there feel, while we are physically distant, we can be socially together, and people feel so alone because we're all, right. You know, we're just encapsulated in our own kind of worlds and have been for so long. So,
Yeah. You know, Brian, I just, you have been such an upbeat, uplifting influence. And that is really what, you know, a lot of us are trying to do. We're trying to get out there, be a positive impact on people. Stacey, I know with your influential things that you're doing, it's so incredible. Tell us more about, you have a workshop coming up, I think, and something else going on right now.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. Right. Like, who doesn't have stuff going on? And I love what Brian shared. I mean, it was, you know, I really resonate with that. And I think it was that kick in the ass for so many people. Like, it's time to show up and blow up with this message of empowerment, inspiration, motivation, whatever it is that we're called to do in the world. You know, it was amazing how many people truly stepped into their next level of leadership to be those guides of like, hey, we can do better. You know, I mean, like Brian said, socially distant, but yet so deeply connected to so many people. I learned how to be in community at a whole nother level in 2020 with people all over the world, to network and deeply, deeply connect and build amazing relationships. And it's like, you know, we don't have to be limited in any way beyond our imagination. And that is a lot of the breaking out of the stories and the things that still show up when stepping into that next level of leadership is what I'll be doing in my Influential Alpha Leadership and Success workshop that officially kicks off next week. You know, it's just this amazing, super deep dive. I love to say people have breakdowns and breakthroughs as we go through this workshop, because it really is about unlocking the deepest things that get in the way of stepping into that next level of leadership. You know, going from just being a visionary entrepreneur or leader, but stepping into who you must be to lead a revolution, the revolution you're called to make in the world. You know, all four of us, right? We're all revolutionary. We know when we're showing up and we're sharing the things and we're being real and vulnerable and amazing about it. And there's still, you know, little stories and little things, you know, some of the beliefs that we've got to release and reprogram, some boundary shifts that need to happen since, you know, that's one of those skill sets that we're taught. And, you know, we have to empower ourselves to make some changes for that next level. And then really creating that balance, that, you know, utilizing the energetics of success, balancing our leadership with more delegation and, you know, just all the things. But what most people don't realize when stepping up to that next level is what got you to the success you've had thus far is not going to get you to that next level. Usually what got you this far is actually what's blocking that next level. And so we've got to just make those deeper adjustments to be able to step into that next level with ease and effortlessness, because that's truly leading by example.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I mean, the amount of information that you have for people to really dive deep into what they're doing is incredible. And I really appreciate you and all that you're doing. And Brian, you also have a couple upcoming things. Let us know about what's going on here besides your regular weekly shows.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm honored to have a number of speaking opportunities coming up. TB announced. But I just wrapped up my first speaking gig of the year, the 2021 LinkedIn Influencer Summit, which is actually launching this month. So I'll be promoting that shortly so people know where and how they can find it. Just a bunch of truly amazing human beings coming together and sharing so much. So just really excited about that. Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things that are coming. Again, we're literally just, you know, close to halfway through, if not halfway through. I have no sense of time in this world we're living in, but through January. But yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's, I think the thing is everyone's taking it just one step at a time. You know, it's important for us to be I'm an optimist, right? At most, anyone that knows me knows that. But I'd be lying if I didn't say this crazy world we've been living in is not like just an incredible roller coaster, right? And I think that the points that have been made are great because, and you know, something that was said that I think is really important is that, you know, we grow through everything, we grow in ways that we don't even truly understand. And those moments where we are truly impacted, where we feel at our lowest, where we feel like we can't get up, where we feel like we can't get moving, is when you're actually growing the most. I always tell people, like, when you feel that way, when you just feel like you can't do anything, realize that that is actually one of the most impactful moments you're having. You look back and reflect on it and go, wow, that's amazing. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, continuing to do all the things I do in terms of the shows, some fun collaborations that will be coming. You know, I think the most important thing is I just love that, you know, I work with C-suite execs and founders and their teams. And I love hearing from folks how they've been inspired to find bravery and courage to take the leap and get on live shows and start their own live shows and get on LinkedIn video. And I'm so proud of them all because, you know, that's a hard thing to do anyway. Getting in front of the camera is not easy. I know from experience, almost 1,000 videos later on LinkedIn and hundreds of live shows, it's so hard because you just feel so awkward and uncomfortable. But seeing people take the leap and do it, right, is it's a high. It's such an awesome moment. It's like being a proud parent and seeing your kids kind of just, you know, you're not holding on to the bike anymore. They're pedaling on their own. They don't even realize that they look behind and go, what just happened? So it's awesome. So yeah. So, I mean, I'll continue as always to bring guests onto the show from the comments, which is what we do. And it's not just about allowing anyone to join us. It's that other part that I was mentioning, Russ. It's kind of the silver lining to it, which most people aren't thinking about, but I intentionally am. And that's, hey, if you're nervous about getting on camera, come join us as a guest live on the show. You will have fun. It's like Pavlov's law, right? It's okay. Well, you're going to associate fun with getting in front of the camera. Then you're going to think fun every other time you get in front of the camera. And that's kind of the mission. So,
yeah, you know, I think that it is amazing when you just step forward and you just try things and you do things. Like you said, you know, everything that that I've done from my podcast, Marketing with Russ, a.k.a. hashtag Russ Selfie, to this live broadcast, had no idea what I was doing going into it, figuring it out as we go. And part of that is, I mean, that's what life is all about. If you want to move forward, you just got to have the courage to step forward and do it. It just takes one little step at a time. And it creates incredible things.
We're
and
connected.
I know that Scott wanted to add a little information about something he has upcoming too.
Well, we're so connected, you know, and yeah. That and people are generous. That's what's wonderful. Even before before this broadcast started, here we are with Brian and Stacy, and they're giving us some more insider tips from experience. And we're learning more stuff. And Jim Fuse and Alan Hennessy allowed us into their brains to be able to pull this stuff together and make it work. And I love that Alan Hennessy had that comment in there about collaboration, because a year ago, he and I collaborated to create the virtual global tea break, which is folks mainly from US, Canada, Ireland, and the UK. But it was all about networking. And in January last year, Alan says, hey, we need to do a global tea break. In February, we launched that. So we'll be having our 1 year anniversary next month. And then in March of last year, the world changed and we realized how much we needed each other, even more than before. And so coming up on the 22nd, again, 7 a.m. Pacific time, Brian, set your alarm. Set the coffee for auto start and join us on the 22nd at the virtual global tea break. And you can go to tea break, globalteabreak.com to find all the links for that.
Yeah, Alan's great. Jim is great. And the quote that actually Alan put up was when I was on his show, and he's awesome. I love that guy. And again, Jim Fuse is another incredible human being. And it's true. I always say incredible things happen when we come together, and collaboration is one of the most things that we can do. And I think sometimes people think about collaborating in a physical world, right, which we're not living in, and we're not realizing that there's so many ways that we can collaborate and come together, and that's the power of technology. So just like we're doing today.
You know, I've been so thankful during this past year. I mean, it's been incredible. People like you, Brian and Stacy, people that have really spoken into my life and encouraged me and helped me move forward. I mean, I'm a pretty energetic guy and I do a lot of stuff, but we all need help and we all need community. And I think this incredible community that's come together online during a time when we need it more than ever. Mm. Right, Brian? Yep.
Now more than ever. Yeah, no, you make a really, really important point, Russ, right, is, you know, all of these technology companies, and I've been building and growing startups for over 20 years, and all of these technology companies build these digital playgrounds, right? And we, as I say, the kindergartners have to decide to show up and play. And the most important thing on any digital platform is one thing and one thing only. It's all about the people. It's about the people coming together. Mm-hmm. And again, incredible things happen when we come together. So, I mean, if you're out there and listening and watching, I think the most important thing to take away is, yes, it's a new year. Yes, we're still struggling through so much as a nation, as a world, but we will always get through it together. We just have to be smart and we have to be safe and we have to jump out of our comfort zone, because when you get comfortable being uncomfortable, that's when you grow, that's when you learn, and that's when the magic happens. Yep. And again, you don't have to do it alone. I think that's the part that most people feel is that, oh no, I've got to get through this alone, or I can't ask for help. And I can relate to that because I'm horrible at asking for help. So, you know, but when you do that, right, or when you think about it, unbeknownst to you, people wind up coming to your rescue and saying, hey, how are you? How can I help? Right. And how are you, by the way, is one of the most powerful questions we can be asking in these times that we're in. Because a lot of people aren't talking about that either. Just kind of packing that stuff down. And again, coming together, having those conversations allows for a release. And that release allows you to then think about other things and grow in ways that you, you know.
Community is built around a shared interest or a common hardship, right? And as horrible as this virus has been, I will say that for the first time in human history, we're one community because we're all fighting against this together.
That's right.
You know, and we've been able to build communities. And, you know, at the top of the show, too, Russ was talking about networking and how do we connect? And, man, it's Stacy and I, we met at a live event that where she was a speaker. Lindsay Anderson was running that. We were able to meet, connected, continue that friendship digitally. And I tracked with her as she relocated down to Florida. And thank you guys for taunting us, by the way, from San Diego to Florida while the rest of us are here in the midst of windstorms and broadcasting from our cars. Oh, my gosh.
So sad. But, I mean, it is, right? Like that community was the magic of 2020. You know, being able to deeply connect with people. And it's like anything. We have a choice on how we interpret these experiences, you know, and there was a huge divide in that sense of like, you know, the people who withdrew and chose to go alone. And then those of us who chose to lean in to say, you know what, I don't have to bear the burdens of entrepreneurship, my personal life, whatever I'm going through alone, that I can reach out and deeply connect and realize that none of us are unique in our struggles. And there are people who understand, and that when you share in community, the burden fully lifts and there are people willing to help you. Like you said, Scott, right? Like how generous people are.
Yep.
And you know, Ted that Rubin, network like exploded everything.
Yep. Ted Rubin, he has his quote, and I share this a lot because it is so true and so impactful. But Ted Rubin said, network gives you reach, but community gives you power.
Yeah, I'll add to that, you know, and just say that, and Russ knows it because he's heard me say it many times, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. And, you know, if it, you can, in my words, you can voice your vibe in so many different ways. It's all about showing up, right? Showing up in a way that works for you. And when you do, incredible things will happen. So you just have to take the step. And Russ said it earlier. It literally is all about one step at a time. It's yeah. So when you look at the mountain that's way off into the distance, that looks higher, it's covered by the clouds. And you're looking at that thinking, how am I going to do that? Mm. Instead of looking at your feet and going one step. Okay. I mean, I love examples. So I'll just give you an example. Last year in the pandemic, I was literally sitting here, and I've been sitting here for a long time, and my body started aching, and I hadn't been working out for years. And basically it just said, you got to get up because this is not good for your back and this is not good for your body. And I literally got outside and just walked 20 minutes, little walk run. My knees weren't liking the running. So I'm like, I think I'm going to stop that part. Pick up the pace with the walking part. So I turned it into like a power walk, and 20 minutes turned to 30 minutes, turned to an hour, turned to 2 hours. And my neighbor saw me 5 days a week, and they're like, "What? You're out here a lot. Like, how many miles are you doing?" And I said, I have no idea. All I've been tracking was time. Like, I just look at my watch, see what time it is. And I realized I downloaded the Nike Runner Club app, and I realized I was doing 8 miles a day, 5 days a week. But it didn't start that way. It started with one step and 20 mm-hmm. minutes and five push-ups. And, you know, I did a marathon last year and in distance and like 600 push-ups in one day. It took me like 7 hours to do it, but I did it. And I actually put it all on LinkedIn stories because I wanted people to know that if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, it's just taking the first step and knowing that that's the hardest part. Video, live streaming, doing what you love, being an entrepreneur, taking the leap to, I mean, anything, right? It's just taking that leap and realizing that once you do that, the hardest part
yeah,
is
absolutely.
Over.
Yeah.
The next part is consistency.
If you want to get good at something, do it, right? And that's right. Where Wieden and Kennedy, the advertising firm, was brilliant when they created that slogan for Nike.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and that
just do it.
It's so true. Right. Brian, you echoed that. It's one step at a time. Stacy, you were saying we're not alone. This whole community coming together, you know, and I think now more than ever, it just happened to be good timing and a blessing from God. But my book, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, my whole message is live the life you choose. Take one step at a time. Come together with people, learn, grow, move forward, be encouraged, because good things can happen when we do it together. Good things can happen when we take one step at a time. And like you said, Brian, then you look back and you notice how much you've actually done over that time. So it's just been incredible. So, hey, Stacy, do you have any last words that you'd like to say as we wrap up the show today?
Oh my goodness. One, thank you all. This is amazing. I know Brian and I are certainly going to be connecting soon, right? Like expanding the network, expanding the community. So I just wanted to thank you both for, you know, having this space and this forum to have these conversations. It's so important, you know, and it really, I am of that mindset where it's just be it. Right? Just who am I being in my life? And when I was really leaning in and asking myself that question, and is that matching what I desire, the things that I really want to create in the world? And then it really was all about leaning in, right? This power of choice and choosing to close the gap and allowing myself to be better. And that magic of being really powerfully amplified when I leaned in to everything we've talked about today, right? Community, asking for help, being willing to connect, and recognizing the magic of community is that it allows your dreams to become real so much faster and so much easier. We don't have to make things so hard. Keep that in mind.
So how do people connect with you, Stacy, get into your podcast, your upcoming workshop, all of that?
So the central hub for things, of course, is stacyraske.com. I just popped up here. We've got the bit.ly link to join the workshop that, like I said, this is this influential leadership and success workshop that kicks off next week for anyone who's really called to elevate their legacy of impact while enjoying the ride. So if you're called to do big things in the world, hop on over. We're going to, like I said, dive deep for some powerful breakdowns and breakthroughs. So a lot of magic happens. People are amazed. They're like, how is this free? This is so, so much better than programs I've paid for. So,
but it's about impact.
And so, you know, and then all the links for the Influential CEO podcast, it's on all the platforms. But of course, you'll see some links there either on my page here on Facebook at stacy.raske or stacyraske.com.
Perfect. Awesome. And Brian, last words and how people contact you.
Last words. Look, I know a lot of people are out there struggling right now. And so I want to invite everyone that's watching to join as a guest on my weekly shows, two weekly shows. All you have to do is show up. You don't have to think. It's all about fun. Yes, What's Good Wednesday Live is today. It's at a new time today. It's at 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. It's all about sharing the good, which there's always a silver lining no matter what we're going through. And there's always something good either happening in your life and or in the world. So it's coming and sharing the good and getting your social distancing on to your jam of choice and having fun. Yes, Russ knows. That's exactly what he looks like on the screen. I think I just want to leave you with this. Like, I hope everyone is out there staying safe. I'm sending all my love and positive vibes to everybody's families near and far, and know that we're going to get through this together. We just, like I said, have to be smart and have to be safe. And just again, remember that incredible things happen when we do come together, and we can do that digitally. And, you know, those things that you're thinking about that you want to do, if you're thinking about getting on camera, I did see somebody earlier pop in the comments. And by the way, thanks to all of you for joining us in the comments. David Brown said, I hated camera this time last year, and now he can't get off it, right? So just know that if there's one of those things like getting on camera that you're totally fearful of, you can, and you're not alone, and we're here to help. And that's why, again, I want to invite you to be on the show. And if anybody's out there, by the way, and wants to talk like digital strategy around live streaming or video, you know, I'm happy to provide a 15-minute free consultation to folks so that way we can chat really about your world and help you kind of, you know, take that first step.
Thank you so much, Brian. Man, I know I've appreciated you and Stacy, like I said, so much. All the input, and Stacy still helping us today when you guys came on and giving us advice. You know, we're new, we're figuring it out, but Scott and I are taking that step. We're moving forward, we're doing things. And we appreciate you both so much. So thanks for reminding me about the new time, Brian, because I'll be there later on today on your show.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Scott and I are going to close it out. So we're going to say goodbye to the two of you. You guys, thanks again.
Thank you.
We will talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
So, Scott, it's great.
The first
official episode after our episode zero we had in December. First official episode, and things went well. You made it, even though your power went out. You still got on. Any last words or thoughts about your workshop or the plan or anything before we go?
Hey, the big thing is go to globaltbreak.com and register for the virtual global tea break, which will be 7 a.m. Pacific, a 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, so you can calculate off of that. And it's 90 minutes networking, but there's a highlight of Jim Fuse, who will be teaching a little 10-minute segment about this mysterious platform that's out there that people are clamoring to get onto, and that's Clubhouse, the audio-only network. And so come to the virtual global tea break and learn from an expert, Jim Fuse.
Yeah, it's great information on there. Great way to network with people worldwide. I can't even say what a great platform that's been for me. And, you know, as you reach out to those things and you are able to connect with people there, you connect with people they know and people they know and people they know. You know, we had some great people on today that I've been able to connect with through Brian, through Stacy, through other people. And so get out there today. I just want to encourage everybody, take that step. Take one step at a time. Move forward. You can conquer that mountain if you just take one step at a time. And we are a community. You are not in it alone, as Stacy said. We are all together. And we appreciate you guys all being here today. And Scott and I are going to close this out. And appreciate you so much.
So I'll just say, enjoy the experience.
There you go. Enjoy the experience. There you go. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with some more great guests. Have a good one. Bye-bye.